My birthday in mid-February often coincides with Lent. Sometimes it's even on Ash Wednesday. Really a bummer. This year, though, I squeaked it out. My birthday was on Shrove Tuesday, the last day before Lent, and my husband Jim had a delicious cake for me because I am unabashedly a frosting fiend. And like many Christians, giving up treats is one of my traditional Lenten practices. This is the first Sunday in Lent. I grew up in a family that took Lenten practice seriously, and it was very meaningful to me. There are 6 kids in my family. I'm number 2. I have an older sister and 4 younger brothers, generally each close in age to the next, although a little wider gaps as you get down toward the end of the line. And we didn't eat meat on Fridays in Lent in our house, and we all pretty much gave up sweets, and we piled into the station wagon to go to the Stations of the Cross at Holy Trinity Church, my grandfather who lived with us included, and we went to confession together, eyeballing each other to see who was taking a long time to say their imposed penance prayers. Those traditions, they're both faith touchstones and family life and love touchstones for me. There's a rhythm to family life. There's a rhythm to the church's liturgical seasons. There's a rhythm to the generations of human life. So last week, I got a birthday card from my beautiful youngest brother, Anthony. Handwritten, personal. In his note, a bit of which I'm going to quote here with his permission, he wrote, "As we get older, I'm more and more aware of how little time we have left altogether, relatively speaking. It's a special time in our lives as siblings, and it's precious to me. I don't want to live it in anxiety that it will all be over at some point, but with awareness and honoring it." Those words went straight to my heart. In this season of so much death and suffering in our nation and in the world, we don't take for granted that all 6 of us are still here. And someday one of us will be the first to go, and the others will grieve. And Anthony's the youngest. He's 13 years younger than I am. That's hard to think about, yet inevitable and important to think about sometimes, and of course inevitable to happen, as many of you know firsthand. On Ash Wednesday, we said, "Remember that you are dust." It's the rhythm of liturgy and the rhythm of life to take time to be mindful of death. And that mindfulness is healthy and it's helpful and it is spiritual work because death precedes life. I think Anthony described Lent to us in his letter to me. As we get older, I'm more and more aware of how little time we have left altogether, relatively speaking. It's a special time of our lives, and it's precious to me. I don't want to live it with anxiety that it will all be over at some point, but with awareness and honoring it. That is Lent. You don't have to be as old as I am to think about as we get older. We all get older every day. And that is a gift of another day. But be aware and honor it. It, what is holy, what is love on this finite journey that entails loss, in this special and precious time of our lives, knowing that we're walking on the road to Calvary with Jesus, and we're going with him to Good Friday, and to our own graves someday with him. And we're going to rise with him at Easter. Today, I have my 5 siblings, an incredible blessing in this era of loss. But I lost my mother and my son Patrick way too young. I would never tell you that it wasn't awful, that it isn't awful. But I will tell you, I will go where they are someday, because we're all on that journey. It doesn't end in death. It continues in resurrection. I know that because of Jesus. Jesus who walked beside us and told us and showed us. I go and prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. The incarnate Jesus walked our full journey with us, joy and pain, and passed through death on his journey to bring us all to resurrection with him. That's why in our prayer of commemoration of the dead, we pray, life is changed, not ended. Mark's gospel today read, when Jesus came out of his 40 days in the desert, he went about proclaiming the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent sounds ominous to our ears, but the Greek word metanoia in its simplest terms just means change of mind. And repenting is also an action. It includes going forward, doing better, a turning, a change of life. When we repent, we're really transforming our default setting about what's important. So in Lent, we take these 40 days, like Jesus's 40 days in the desert, to find quiet, to turn our attention inward, to notice and put aside temptations of life that would distract us from what is most important. That turning helps us to find the grounding within ourselves where we are connected with the holy and to pay attention there, as Anthony said, with honoring and awareness, to be with Jesus there and to boldly ask ourselves, what is really important? Lent is a time to practice what we choose to die to because of what we gain because of it. And so Lent is ultimately not all about what we give up. It's about what we gain. Whatever that practice looks like for you, if we pay attention to Jesus's good news that the kingdom of God has come near and we are part of it and have responsibility in it, if Lent reminds us in its annual rhythm to attentively put that at the center of our lives, then it's all gain, even remembering we will die. So every step on this journey is precious, even the hard part where we lose things. And that we're with Jesus and Jesus is with us, so it leads to resurrection. Lent would be a grim business if it didn't head toward Easter. But death couldn't hold Jesus, and it can't hold us. But it is part of our journey. Death and resurrection is part of the rhythm of the liturgical year, Lent and Easter. It's part of the rhythm of every Sunday Eucharist. On the night before he died, he took bread. It's part of the rhythm of the generations. My grandfather, my son, my daughter. It's part of the rhythm of every one of our lives. Human, eternal spirit. When we go through any 40 days of wilderness, Lenten wilderness, our grief wilderness, our hard times in our lives, wildernesses, we've got Jesus's good news to live and to share. Like Anthony, I don't want to live in an anxiety that will all be over at some point, but with awareness and honoring it. So let's take advantage of this Lenten season and be mindful, and let's share and act upon the good news in the world with real intention. Within our 40-day season, yes, there will be the cross and death. But at the end of it, the tomb will be empty, and there will be dazzling light.